From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Again, 7:19, 39 degrees. It is time for Wildcat News. We have two happy guests in studio for Wildcat News. We have Cassie Smith and Creighton Janis. They are the awesome middle school administration, right? That's what she wrote down on her whiteboard, and I love it. It is. It's always fun to visit with you when we talk about what's happening in middle school, principal, vice principal, educators. I mean, I could go on. But thanks for coming in, taking time out of your day. You have a lot of things going on at the middle school.
Yeah, indeed we do. One of those things is having kids work on some of those skills that they're either not quite have yet, and or if they already have a lot of skills, and we're looking for some added stuff to add to their repertoire. We have one class that is actually looking and writing kind of like a weekly paper that includes information about the school lunches, special days coming up, different challenges for the students to complete, and some funny jokes. So it's ironically called the toilet paper, and it's put up in the restrooms and serves as information and also practice for the kiddos to practice some of those skills.
You know, that's right up my alley. How do we subscribe? Can we get a copy sent here?
We'll have to see if we can go ahead. We don't know what the subscription rates are. I think it's just an email, and then we can send it on over to you. We'll have to check with the teacher, though.
Sure. We could do the joke of the week or something. Ooh. From the middle school. Yeah,
they
love that.
They do have some good ones.
I bet they do. Yeah. So the kids write the jokes.
Well, I don't know if they write the jokes. They write the toilet paper itself,
right?
But then each section they come up with, or they research topics, and then they put them in the toilet paper. So it's just fun for the kids to read briefly while they're in the bathroom,
yep,
and then get back to class. But it's good because they put it around the building. They put it so that we can all read it. They also, besides the toilet paper, they kind of started back up the Cat Chat, which years ago was a newspaper, like a school newspaper that was done in the high school. And so they kind of they're trying to bring that back a little bit.
Sure.
And I feel like that's probably more like a monthly newspaper subscription. But they're interviewing teachers about what's going on in the classroom. They're talking with different students about, you know, things that they like going on in the classroom. So they're finding some different ways to get the school newspaper up and going. And like Mr. Janis mentioned, it's a good way for some of those kids who are already maybe proficient in some areas to advance their skills and to kind of hone in on their writing and their grammar and making sure that that's on par too.
If I know they're going down and they're doing school announcements, if ever they wanted that experience and they want to come out to the radio station, we'd be happy to have them on.
That'd be
awesome. Think it'd be a blast. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what a great experience for kids.
Yeah. So during our intervention time, kids are working on reading, they're working on speaking, all those different skills that they might be lacking. But one of the areas that they're working on too is fluency, which is how fast you can read. And those type of things. So one of the ways that they can work on those, they're having kids sign up to read the announcements to work and practice their fluency. But any kid is welcome to sign up. They pick a day of the week. They have the monthly calendar out. They and their friends want to sign up. They read the announcements for the day. They say the Pledge of Allegiance. Everyone follows along with that. So it's a great way for them to kind of be on air a little bit.
Sure.
And their peers see that.
Sure,
and,
sure. Yeah.
They do a great job.
It is fun. And just kind of develop some interests maybe in some other areas. That's cool.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, have we talked about the new food program? Are you calling it food science? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, we actually were looking for some different elective classes. So the classes that aren't required. From there, one of our teachers actually said, oh, it'd be awesome if I did a class kind of like family and consumer science. And we're like, okay, let's call it food science. And they were excited about that, and that's taught by Mrs. Lawn, and she works with students on many of those skills, how to properly prepare, cook food, and then I was going to say one of the dishes that they made was candy nachos, and
apple nachos,
apple nachos,
yeah. Oh, sure.
With some candy on it. So Oh yeah, everyone loved those. Even the kids who weren't in the class really wanted to jump in and get some of those apple nachos. Sorry, I said candy, but I was thinking of the candy on top. So.
Yeah, and drizzle some chocolate and a few little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds delicious.
She's done a great job of, you know, apples were prime here just a little bit ago, and so she did a great job of getting some apples from different people around the area, and then showing kids all the things that you can do with that. You know, so they even cut them and they were going to freeze them. So that, like, second semester when apples are not prime, we still have apples available so they can, the other kids can make some of the apple dishes, apple sauce, apple pies, like all of those things. She's talking about how do you freeze things? How do you can things to preserve them for later? They made pancakes, which, you know, the first one always gets a little crispy. We can smell that sometimes. But we do get to taste their products a lot of times, and the kids are super pumped and super proud of themselves, as they should be. For making food and sharing that with us. So it's been a good time.
And I, go ahead.
I was going to say one of the other, the next things is she she went ahead and kind of sought out, I think, and received a grant to purchase a bunch of hamburger so that the kids can go ahead and work on how to prepare a different hamburger and stuff like that. So it's she's doing an awesome job. The kids are absolutely loving it, and we got fantastic reviews, or swell reviews. We could put that one in there.
You did that for Matt. Yeah,
I did.
You did it for Matt.
And we're having kids that really want to join that class second semester. So that's I mean, really awesome.
And it's those lifelong skills that they're going to use, you know? And so to teach them how to measure things and figure out converting, you know, if I want to double a batch of something. And I'm thankful that she's always reaching out to find grants and opportunities to help the kids. Because what a better way to figure out how to make a meal with some hamburger, whether that's hamburger patties or, you know, making it a mix of some sort of casserole. And those are things that the kids can take with them and share with their families or use later on in life.
Yeah. Our OPA is doing a great job and trying to get some good ideas and see exactly what the kiddos are kind of wanting to eat. And right now they've went ahead and expanded their menus for each day. So we have a pizza option, a sandwich bar option that goes ahead and kind of, I think, switches back and forth. So they have some pre-made sandwiches, kind of like a sub sandwich, and the kiddos can go ahead and add whatever toppings, fixings, whatever we want to call them to it, mm-hmm. and get that for lunch as well as their other hot options.
Wonderful. Middle school, how's enrollment going?
Well, at the middle school, I know Mr. Murray put out in the newspaper that enrollment across the district was down a little bit, but at the middle school, it is up, I would say, and it feels up. We've got a pretty large fifth grade group right now, which is great. Keeps our teachers busy and on their toes for sure. But we've adjusted, and we're still adjusting. We still seem to get a couple new kids here and there for different grades, and but our teachers have managed the adjustments and challenges well, and I think the kids are starting to learn. Those are the new fifth grade group. It's a large group, so we had to really teach expectations for the building and multiple times. And they're starting to catch on after the first quarter. I think they're starting to get it. We're starting to see some growth and some improvement there. And we're already starting to think about next year, another larger class coming up from fourth grade, and how we're going to manage the staff we have, the rooms and the resources that we have, and where are we going to have to flex some spaces and those type of things. So definitely challenges that we've had to work through. Good challenges, good problems to have. I mean, the flip side, we could be, you know, losing kids or losing enrollment and thus teachers, or, you know, having to shut down a school district, and no one wants that. So we're having a lot of conversations, like I said already, about next year, so we can try to do the best we can with the resources that we have.
Wonderful. Are we missing anything? Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, so one of the other fun things that we do, I don't know if you've seen my paper or my picture blasted all over the newspaper here recently, but once a quarter that we have teachers recommend a student of the quarter for each grade level. And so they pick out two students from each grade level. They let me know why they picked the kid. So they're demonstrating some awesome cat qualities. They're responsible. They're helping out their peers. They're getting their work done. They're, you know, kind, those type of things. And so I call them to the office, and the kids don't know what's happening, right? I call them to the office, and usually really great kids, right? So they don't usually end up in the principal's office. And so we have a little conversation. I'm like, do you know why you're in here? And they're like, no, idea. What did I do? Did I do something wrong? I was like, so it's fun for me to kind of, you know, trick them just a little bit.
Sure.
And so when I saw them, your teachers actually said you're doing amazing things in the classroom. And I want to, you know, applaud you for that. And then we call their parents, which also brings a new level. The kids just chuckle a little bit about their parents. It's like crickets when I call and say, I have so-and-so in the office. Dead silence, right?
Yes.
Their parents are going, oh, my goodness, what happened? What did they do? Or are they hurt? And I say, it's for a good reason. And then they go, oh, thank goodness. You know, but it's so good to let parents know, let the kids know when the teachers are noticing the awesome things that they're doing and that they continue. And a lot of kids, you know, they were recognized maybe as sixth graders and they're recognized again as eighth graders to see that they're continuing to have and display that awesome character and to recognize them for that so that they can see, like, you know, the things I am doing are being recognized by teachers. I'm going to keep doing that.
What a great program. I love that.
Yeah.
And I like how you kind of present that whole thing. Call them into the office.
Yeah.
And call the parents.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Both of you too. Cassie Smith and Creighton Jenis from the middle school in Humboldt. This is Wildcat News. I hope you have a wonderful day and go Cats. Big game on Friday.
Yes, mm-hmm. Big game. Go Cats.
Yep.
Classic hits, 97.7 The Bolt at 732, 39 degrees.
This has been the Northwest Bank Wildcat News on KHBT. Join us each Wednesday at this time for more Wildcat News.